Hey, Michaela.
Hey.
So when a dude asks a chick if he can, you know, go on like a boys fishing trip or something like that, and she says yes, does she actually mean yes, or does she mean go, but I'll hate you, or...
Okay, so I think this is referring to the point that my husband on Mother's Day weekend has gone away with his mates up a mountain to do boy stuff.
Could have something to do with that.
Could have. And a number of people have said to me, oh, God, I can't believe he went away on Mother's Day to this weekend.
I did think that was pretty ballsy of Dunk, actually.
And I'll give Dunk credit that it was planned for another weekend. Then it got changed twice. And then the only weekend the three of them could do was the Mother's Day weekend.
Right.
And my husband looks forward to this more than anything else in this world, is these weekends up this mountain with no electricity. And
yep.
So he rang me really stressed and said, I'll give you two Mother's Days if we can go away on Mother's Day's weekend. And initially I was a bit, I can't even believe you're asking me this, you know. But then I thought, hang on, that's not coming from a place of love. So I said, of course, you can go away on Mother's Day. And we had our Mother's Day last Sunday.
Oh, right.
So he did make an effort. And, you know, it's just another day. And so generally I would have said yes, and by my attitude he would have got the no. But I was like, no, this is coming from a place of love. I'm happy for you to go away and have a great weekend. But so he did ask. So,
but you're still totally going to milk it, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had one Mother's Day, and I'm going to get next week, weekend Mother's Day as well.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Am I not just the best wife ever, though?
I think you probably are, Michaela.
I know. And he did ring me, you know, because where he goes, you can't get phone reception. So he had to drive out and wish me Happy Mother's Day for about 30 seconds. So he's done what he thought he had to do.
I reckon he's stewing on this, though. I reckon he's thinking, did she mean, like, the level of anxiety I would feel.
Duncan's very black and white.
So if you said yes, it's yes.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. So there's you know, he's very much, if you say yes or no to something, that's just, there's no thought games going behind it. But the other thing is, actually, I just realised, 17 years since we met on Mother's Day as well. So he was away for that as well.
Good on ya.
But he doesn't count the day we met.
Oh, right, because so it's not official.
So he doesn't have to get a present or remember it.
He's just being efficient with celebrating dates.
That's right.
That's so funny.
But he's had a good time, and that's good because he'll come back happy. My life's happy. My boys woke me up. They spoiled me with Mother's Day gifts from the I'm a terrible mother, actually, because one came home and he said I had change. What? You didn't spend it all on me? What did you get change for?
So you're the best wife in the world, but you're a terrible mother.
Yeah, and the poor kid went back the next day and spent the change. I was only joking. I didn't mean it. Anyway.
G'day, listeners. We should say hello to our listeners, Michaela.
And our mothers.
And mums, if you're listening. Yep. Hope you had a good Mother's Day. And hope you didn't sort of blackmail your husbands into...
He suggested, I'll give you two Mother's Days. I said, okay. And I said, okay. And so I am happy for that. I know. I'm amazing.
I know. You're a saint.
I know. So...
Well, you're alive, so you can't be. So, it's a good thing, though. You talk about Duncan being black and white. You said yes, therefore it's yes. That's it. Move on.
Yep.
And that really happened kind of unwittingly as a bit of a segue into what we're going to talk about in today's episode, Michaela, of attitude and headspace. And we have discussed this before on the show. I don't think we can talk about this too much. And, you know, it's been a problem for a long time, but there's becoming more awareness around some, you know, pretty serious issues with people's mental health out there, and you know, we'll talk about that more in future episodes. But today, just from a day-to-day basis of being a business owner, a tradie, whether maybe a spouse, there's a lot going on for us, and sometimes I think our attitudes perhaps stink a little bit?
Yeah, it's really interesting that we're talking about this today because I've come in a really, you know, great mood and going to be super productive today. I'm going to record some great episodes. And then I saw someone that tends to
pissed you off.
Get me riled up whenever they – I just have some bad vibes about this person whenever
some
I talk to
juju.
Them. Yeah, and instantly my attitude changed.
Yeah, and I noticed it too.
Yeah.
I literally saw you and then I saw that person go past and I came into the studio here to set up and by the time you came into the studio about 5 minutes later, you were cranky.
Yeah.
So I was like that. Whoa, what happened there?
And I'm thinking, why did I let this person affect me so much?
Yeah.
You know, and and then so I came in here cranky and that's why we thought today let's, you know, nut this out because...
But this is not a rant episode, okay?
No.
We're not going to let you do that. And you don't need to because you kind of vented a little bit before.
Thank God the listeners said. But we want to take some action and I don't want to have to, you know, go through the rest of the day in the grumpy mood because this person said something that really annoyed me.
And that's a great point, Michaela, is... not letting these things actually stuff up a whole day because time is precious, you know. We're only here for a short time and most of us are busy. You've got a lot to get done. There's lots of things we want to achieve. So letting an exchange like that turn into 2 or 3 or 6 hours where we're in a crappy mood and headspace and then we become one of those people to other people around us, heaven forbid it's customers or staff, and I see this all the time, and I'm sure you do, Michaela, working with trade business owners, is their attitude sometimes just, honestly, listeners, it stinks, and we can smell it a mile away. And so can your staff, so can your customers, and it really can have a big impact on your business and your life. Never mind about what that does to your family then if you carry that shitty headspace home with you.
And so, nothing's going to change in your business or life if your attitude does it. Full stop. We can talk about cash flow and all marketing and all that other stuff.
Yep.
Nothing will change until you get this. And, I mean, it's good that I'm becoming self-aware because instantly I knew this person had done this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so,
they didn't do it to you. You allowed Yep.
Yep.
Which, all right. So
what am I going to do? Warwick, give me. Let's go through some things we think that, you know, can help.
Well,
Alice,
to make this a quick how-to rather than a long, you know, discussion about attitude and all that sort of stuff is if you have the level of awareness where you just catch yourself sometimes getting in a crappy mood or having a bad day or reacting negatively to people or situations, there's a few things you can do and take some actions around this. And you tradies, we know you like to take action, you doers. First one, I reckon, is to manage your environment and just have a look around at the things that you're allowing to influence you. Because at the end of the day, it's our responsibility as to how we feel and how we respond to things or react to things. Difference between reacting and responding. Reacting is that mindless, knee-jerk, just unconscious bite back or, you know, letting yourself get cranky or upset or whatever without even noticing. Versus responding is where you would choose consciously how you respond to a situation. And most of us do both, but too many of us do lots of reacting to situations, especially with other people. So manage your environment. There's an old theory, I guess, that we're the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with in life. So if you take a look around at your... circle of friends, family, staff, customers. Just have a look at who you're spending the most time with. And quite often it's co-workers or staff. If you've got, you know, employees, then often we spend more time with them than we do with our family members and our friends. So the people you spend the most time with, just look at the 5 of those and, you know, just check, are you happy with their influence? I know... you know, I way back when I built my house, well, I didn't personally build it, but, you know, had my house built. I did paint it and plaster it. But I, with my ex-wife and I, lived with my parents for, it was supposed to be 4 months while the house was built. 15 months later, we were still living there. And love my dad. He's been on the show. He's an awesome guy, but he drives me absolutely freaking mad. And he's addicted to the news and the newspapers and negativity, and he just really is so focused on that stuff that he just really wore me down, and I found myself just feeling so cranky and negative and everything, because I'd spent so much time with him, living with him, that I just kind of started to take that on. And, you know, listeners, if you catch yourself taking on the traits of people around you, just have a look at those people and see if you'd like that to be who you are out there in the universe, you know?
Yeah. And it's also about, like, thinking about, you know, your family and that, but also, you know, are you talking to other tradies in the industry that are negative?
Yeah. Do you go and have bitch sessions at the pub or something, or the bowls club or whatever, and all stand around and complain about how hard it is and how the economy's so tough? And if that's what you're talking about, and if that's what you're focusing on with those people, then that's the reality you're going to create for yourself, because you believe everything's crap.
That's it. And it's also, you know, about consuming negativity in the news and in the media. I know something that's changed a lot for me, because when I met you, you said, I never listen to news. Never. Yep. I'm like, what do you mean? I have it on all the time. So I actually went through a period recently where, because of what I noticed is my kids were starting to watch it about the terrorists and asking questions, and I realised it's actually having a negative impact on them. So now, you know, of a morning, we play music. Hmm. We don't have the morning shows on, and we don't have the news. I don't watch the news in front of the kids anymore. Mm-hmm. We've been really conscious. And it is interesting that my general outlook has changed, because I'm not getting that negativity. And if you watch the news, 90% of the stories are negative.
Yeah. You would absolutely be forgiven for believing that life is terrible and the human race is doomed. If you turned on the 6 o'clock news, well, I think it starts at 4 o'clock nowadays, because they want to brainwash us for an extra 2 or 3 hours.
The Sky News that goes
24/7.
Yeah. So that's made a big change is what I consume.
Yeah. The sort of media that you consume.
Yeah.
And the same goes with social media. I mean, there's some hardcore graphic stuff on social media if you want to see it, about bad stuff happening in the world, whether it's car accidents or muggings or police shootings. I mean, even economic stuff, if you want to get away from the physical violence side of things. I mean, just economically, depending on where you look, you will see stuff that you choose to see. I mean, it's so powerful, but also so dangerous.
I know another thing that I think this may be more with women, not so much with men, but I know that, and I've done it in the past, and I know other people do it, is they go on social media and they see someone on a holiday, or they start comparing, I can't believe she's on another holiday,
yep.
Or oh, look where they're going this week, and they get this, you know, the grass must be green, or they've got it easy, this attitude of jealousy and poor me, my life's not like that, where we have no idea what is going on, and we shouldn't. If they're having a holiday, let's be happy for them.
Mm. And realise they probably busted their backside for the last 12 months to save for it.
Yeah. So I do find that times I'll go on social media, and if we're having a you know, home weekend and whatever, I go, oh, look at what they're doing. Oh, well, that's not really the right way to look at that. So I do find if I consume less social media as well, that those kind of thoughts don't come off as well. So, or I look at particular things, or, I don't know, go for a walk instead of looking
at the outside.
Phone.
But definitely managing your environment. So, and just being aware of the environment you're in. So the people around you, the media you're consuming, and just not letting that become who you are, and being, you know, having that negative bent or reacting negatively to all of those situations. So that would be the first big one.
All right. What's the next one?
The second one I would say is check your language. Just watch your words.
Oh, such an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
How many times do we do that?
I thought you were just admitting to it finally. What we do, though, is we affirm negative stuff about ourselves. And whenever I've done training sessions and team training and sales training, that sort of stuff, I always like to start those sessions with a bit of mindset stuff and talking about affirmations and positive self-talk. And invariably, especially with tradies, you know, we're pretty tough and rugged and we like to be blokes, is I get the usual eye rolling and folded arms and people switching off because it's hippy trippy woo woo and, you know, it's all a bit of wanky crap that all comes out of the US apparently, because it's all this positive thinking rubbish. Now, I'm not 100% behind the whole positive thinking movement, because I think there's more to it than that. But if I could choose to say good things and think positive thoughts and focus on positive actions, or the flip side of that in my life, and speak negatively and, you know, have bad thoughts and focus on negative actions, which one do you reckon is going to get you better results in life? And yet we have this aversion to saying good words. And so when I listen to people talk about their business or their employees or their spouse or, you know, heaven forbid, their ex, and if I listen to the way they talk about those people in those situations, and even more powerful than that, the way they talk about themselves, like you just said, Michaela, oh, I'm such an idiot. Oh, I can never remember anything. I'm no good with numbers, Warwick. That's why I don't have a cash flow forecast. I can't do that crap. And so, really, if you keep telling yourself those things, you're just affirming negative stuff about yourself, and that's what you're going to end up doing, because you end up believing those things. If someone told you every day when you were growing up, and I'm sure there's listeners that have had this just like I have, and no doubt you've had people, influential people in your life, that have said things that are quite damaging, like, you know, oh, you're too uncoordinated to play sport, or you'll never do this, you'll never amount to anything, son. If it's said to us enough, we actually believe it, and yet we say all these things to ourselves that come out of our own gobs, and because we're not aware of it, we're constantly programming ourselves to believe bad stuff.
I think, and that's so true, and you might think, oh, I don't really do it, but someone challenged me once to do it for 24 hours, and I put little signs all over the house, and just count how many times you actually have a negative thought about yourself, or you say something negative, or you accept negative from somebody else, and you'd be shocked at how much it actually does happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I still catch myself doing it all the time.
Yep.
But, you know, you'd be surprised at how much you actually put yourself down.
Oh, yeah. And yet if somebody else did that to you, like if I followed... So here you go, listeners. If I followed you around for a day, for 24 hours, and told you all of the negative stuff that you tell yourself, even silently in your own head without verbalizing it, you'd probably punch me by the end of the day, because you'd be sick of me saying, oh, man, you're so clumsy. Look what you've done now. You've broken another tool. Oh, there you go. You lost another client. I told you that wouldn't work.
Yep, I just knew that was going to happen. I knew when they called an election that the economy was going to go, or the leads were going to stop.
See, business is tough.
Yep.
Right? If I followed you around and just shouted that stuff at you all day, I reckon you'd get sick of it pretty quickly.
You know, and we say things.
But you do it to yourself.
That's it. And we say things we would never say to our best friends or our family, but we find it acceptable to say it to ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just silly.
So stop that stuff.
That's right. And the third action.
Well, the third one, I think, comes down to a term I've heard before, but a good friend of mine uses it a lot, is self-care. And I think it's about, we talk about balance as business owners, but I don't think anybody really knows what the bloody hell balance means. I think it's that balance between pushing hard and hustling and, you know, trying to squeeze that extra job in and maximizing our time. And Michaela, you and I have talked lots about, you know, being effective in our businesses and getting more done in less time and leverage and all the technology and all the other stuff, right? That can become the absolute focus. And I think we also need to take time out to go and kick your damn shoes off and go stand on the grass in the park. Go drink a cup of coffee. Because you just really felt like a cuppa, and sitting at your local cafe for 20 minutes, just take a bit of time out. Allow yourself the stuff that, really, what the hell are you on this planet for?
Yeah. And it's things like if I haven't done things that make me happy for a while, I do find my attitude changing. So, you know, if you enjoy golfing or fishing or going to the football with your mates, actually carving out time to do that. And it becomes so critical to the rest of your week or month and attitude.
Yeah. And it can be little things. So you talk about golf. It doesn't have to be 18 holes with 10 blokes and drinks afterwards, and it takes a whole day out of your week. Yeah, that's a fantastic thing to aim for. But seriously, it could be just going belting some balls down the driving range for half an hour. It's better to go and do a little bit than nothing. And I had a friend of mine who I don't really see much anymore, not surprisingly, but he was so busy that the only time you could see, like spend time with him, whether it was, you know, fishing or motorbike riding or whatever, were these big events, because he had to plan for so long in advance to be able to have any time out to do these things. It's like, you know what, dude, it's too hard. Mm. Like I can't always take a 2-day weekend out to go and do this massive, amazing thing and spend all this money. And yeah, it's really cool, but you know, I've got other mates where we'll literally jump on the dirt bikes and go for a couple of hours, just a quick blat one Friday morning before work.
Mm. Another thing, you know, and you say small things, like I know if I'm not reading, my attitude overall changes.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not actively reading, whether it's, you know, whatever books, but every day, if I'm not reading. Mm. So I find even that thing, if I take 10 minutes just to do something that I love, which is reading, makes all the difference. And I know that my attitude changes if I'm not constantly doing those little things too that make me happy.
And that one's a double whammy, because not only is it time out for self, but it loops back to that first one of your environment. If you choose your reading material wisely.
So not Mills and Boone's novels?
Depends how it makes you feel, I suppose, Michaela. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a business book specifically, but there's some fantastic biographies and autobiographies out there, stories about all sorts of inspirational characters, funny stories that are true, that actually have some messages in them. They're a great way to stimulate your thinking and just get you feeling like, huh, you know, like maybe life's pretty good after all.
And it's whatever that makes you happy. So reading particular books, or maybe listening to books that I know you like to do. Maybe it's going back and listening to some akadaka that you haven't done for a while with some headphones on. Like, it's just, what are those little things, even in your day, that you can incorporate more that will help you? And maybe it's taking an extra half an hour on the dunny to read your favourite mag.
But it's an interesting point you bring up. I know, and I've shared on the show recently a bit about my personal situation and how things have changed. And I found myself a lot more lately. It was originally as an escape thing to block out the ex, but I've actually got back into the habit of, you know, the phone's always in the pocket, is I just plug the earbuds in, and when I'm doing the dishes, chopping up veggies for dinner, I wear them when I'm, you know, changing the tires around on my four-wheel drive. Like, I just like listening to some music or even audio books, but it's so easy to combine the two things, and it just really actually gets me in a good headspace.
Yep.
So, anyway, so there's a few things. Hope they're useful.
So our three ways were, just to
manage
recap,
your environment. So take a look around, the people, the media you're consuming, the stuff on your walls. Just manage your environment. Just be careful of what's going into your head. It's a bit of a case of garbage in, garbage out. If you've got all this negativity and garbage going in, then you're going to regurgitate that yourself unknowingly. So that'd be the first one. The second would be watch your words. And that's really the garbage outside of that first one. So just be really mindful of how you talk about yourself first and foremost, but also how you talk about other people. Like, just catch yourself. If you're bitching and moaning about somebody or about an employee, well, you know, what are they maybe saying about you, and how do you think that makes them feel about you if you're saying all that negative stuff? So careful what you say, because you end up believing it.
And the third way is to carve out some time to do things that make you happy, and some self-care. So whether it's little things or big things, but just making sure that there's some you time always built in. And we can't emphasise how important, even if it is just that 10 minutes or even if it is a weekend, how much difference that can make to your overall attitude.
Totally. So hopefully that helps you shift your attitude a bit. If you've already got a fantastic attitude, then good on you. High fives. And, you know, if you want to hang out with some positive people, sort of start to shift that environment and change the five people you spend the most time with, you could come and hang out with me and Michaela. Would be one way to do it. But the best way, I reckon, would be go to tradiesbusinessshow.com and check out the Tradies Business Toolkit. So this is our membership site where you get to hang out with other positive tradies. So these are people who are doing it. They're getting results. They're you know, open to growth. They're sharing ideas, and they're really focused on success and being better. So, you know, you can do that from anywhere in Australia or overseas. G'day to some of our US listeners as well. But go check out the Tradies Business Toolkit. You go to either tradiesbusinessshow.com or tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com and check that out for less than a carton of decent beer a month, really. I can't believe how much beer costs these days. It's a good thing I don't drink anymore. But for a carton a month, you can hang out with a whole bunch of positive tradies. You get access to me and Michaela in our private Facebook group as well. There's weekly videos, blah, blah, blah. There's a heap of stuff. Like, it's great value. And, yeah, we'd love to see you in there. So we're done.
Okay, till next time.
I'm feeling great. Bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.